Chapter 2. The reason I had been having bad dreams, especially bad dreams about teachers, was because I was going to be starting a new school. This made me feel like there were snakes in my tummy, and some of them were sneaking up and squeezing my heart. I don't like things to change. It would be so much more convenient and better for everybody if things always just stayed the same. Take my pyjamas, for example. They are utterly comfortable pyjamas, which have somehow moulded their shape to my body and become like my second skin. A weird second skin that I can take off and put on like some kind of cool human lizard. My mum tried to throw them away and make me wear crispy pyjamas that don't even have dinosaurs on them. This is a change, and it's super annoying. One big, fat, huge change had already happened to me. We had to move house, which is the reason I had to start at a new school. All this happened because Mum got her dream job. When she told me, I couldn't help wondering what she meant exactly by dream job. Did it mean that adults have super boring dreams, all about jobs? If that was true, I wasn't looking forward to being an adult, because at the moment, I dream about fun stuff, like being on a roller coaster that turns into a flying pig. Sometimes, they're even better than movies. Well, apart from the scary ones that make me feel really lucky when I wake up and realise they're not for real. So, anyway, the job that Mum must have dreamt about all the time was too far from where we lived before, so we had to move. The moving bit was very, very, times 100 annoying, because Dad said I couldn't put all the 1,267 bits and bobs and toys from my room in the boxes to take to the new house. He didn't actually count my things, but he likes to say exact numbers when he's talking so he can sound smart. He said I had to choose the ones I loved the most and give the rest to charity. Why didn't he understand that I loved them all? But then he said he would be very proud of me if I could choose, because I would have done better than Mum, who had already packed lots of what Dad called boxes of hoarded goods. I like Dad being proud of me, especially because it normally means pan au chocolat for breakfast. So I chose 56 bits and bobs to take them with me. I counted them really carefully so I could be precise when Dad asked, and also make sure that nobody sneakily threw anything away without me noticing. The good news was that the new house was super, super cool. When we first saw it, Mary and I ran straight into the garden and whooped because it was at least twice the size of our old one. We planned out where we could put a football net and Issa's climbing frame, and Mariam did lots of cartwheels just to prove how massive it was. Woohoo! Yay! That was the first time we saw the little old lady who lives next door. She peeped over her fence and said, "Humph!" And she put her nose higher in the air as if she was smelling something there that she didn't like.